Good morning, friends. Welcome to The Daily Bread. I'm Joseph Lee. And today's topic is called the High Priestly Prayer, taken from John 17, starting in verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know that the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I have had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I am from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me. For they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, that these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you love me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I have made known to them your name and will continue to make known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. God bless the reading of his word. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in your Son's holy name, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask, Father, that you bless us, Father. Forgive us of our sins. Lord, we pray that you forgive us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Lord, as we approach Thursday coming up, Lord, we ask, Father God, that we remember what Jesus did for us. That later Thursday night after the Lord's Supper, the Passover feast, that he was arrested in the garden, falsely arrested, and that he took our blame, he took the hatred of the world, that ultimately he was crucified on Friday, and he died for us to save us from our sins. And that after 3 days in the tomb, he rose again. Oh, praise the Lord for that. Lord God, we just ask, Father, that those who may not know you, that they will come to know you. Lord, strengthen relationships of those that are already known to you, Father, that they will draw closer to you, Lord God. We love you and we praise you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You've been listening to The Daily Bread. I'm Reverend Joseph Lee. This has been a production of Marketplace Evangelism Ministries, Incorporated. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Take care and God bless.